Welcome to the Talk Floor Podcast, where we talk all things flooring. And now, your host, Dave Foster.
We're going to talk about technology this morning. With us, Terry Wheat. He is the founder of RFMS. He's a retailer. He's a pioneer in the technology arena. I've been doing this for, I think you said, what? How many years?
Well, I've been in the retail business. I've been associated with the retail side. This is my 54th year. And then we started working on the technological side 39 years ago. So we got a few years under our belt.
Good. So you've been in the software business because it was a better way for you as a retailer.
Yeah, that's really how it all got started. When the PC came out back in 82, I saw so many things that were being done in the flooring business that were somewhat robotic, repetitive. And I felt there had to be some way it could be automated. And then there were so many things that had to be done when they needed to be done. I mean, in the flooring industry, when you make a sale, you don't really create an asset. You create a liability because there's so many things that have to be done in order to consummate the sale or to complete the sale, unless you're a cash and carry operation. So I wanted to try to build something that would help me as a dealer control those different elements that needed to be done. And so that's really how the software came about. We started building it in 1983 for me. And then, it went from there to become RFMS.
I see. Now, I've had a lot of people on this podcast that give me the impression that floor covering retailers are behind their counterparts in a whole lot of other industries. I don't know if that's true or not. What's your take?
I think there's a good bit of truth to that. I mean, when you go into the average floor covering store and then you look at the technology that's being used, and now you go into a restaurant, you see the waiter or waitress taking the order on some kind of an electronic device. You go into a automobile dealership and everything is done with an electronic device. I think from a technological standpoint, I don't think we've advanced as well as we should have over the last 30 years in that regard. We still do a lot of things the old way, paper and pencil. And so I think to answer that question fairly, I would say we are behind a lot of other industries.
Now, retailers that are using industry-specific software, something other than QuickBooks or some of the other ones, Peachtree, I guess, what percentage would you say of floor-covering retailers that exist today that are on some sort of industry-specific software?
That's a hard question to answer, really. But if I had to guess, I would say it would be in the 45 to 50% bracket.
Okay, well, that's more than I thought. Now, in terms of share of the market, would you say, I mean, that's probably the bigger retailer, so that probably means more business is done by retailers that have that, that tool.
Yeah, I think any retailer of any size has some sort of tool that is specific to their business. It may be homegrown, but they've got some kind of tool that they're using technologically to be specific to the way they do business, yes.
But if it's not industry-specific software, it's really not competitive with the ones that are.
I think there's some truth to that, because if it's not industry specific, it probably lacks the FCB to V component. Yeah. And in my opinion, that's a very important component to the retailer. I know in our retail stores, we have five of them now, and I'm involved. I'm a minority owner, but I'm involved with helping with the operations and working with them on a daily basis. And that is such an important component to be efficient and successful in today's society.
Now, talk about FCE B2B and define it for people perhaps out there that aren't aware of it.
Well, it stands for Floor Covering B2B. B2B is a technology that's been around for years where one business can send documents to another business. But when you look at that whole ideology, it's a wide open concept. So in 2003, 2004, the floor covering industry began to look at a way to try to uniform the documents that are used in the floor covering industry. And when I say documents, I'm talking about like a purchase order document or like a pricing catalog or a accounts payable document and those kinds of things. So a group was put together to help unify that concept of FCB2B. And so that has helped the industry considerably over the last several years. Those who have adopted it, I think, have been able to accomplish a lot of proficiencies with the use of it. And it's certainly, in my opinion, important to a floor covering dealer like Central Alabama Flooring, where we are.
Now, the number of...
205-727-9...
That's okay. Don't you love technology?
Don't you love it?
What would you say the percentage of retailers who are on FCB2B? Now, you have to have industry-specific software to be on FCB2B. So,
unfortunately, that number is probably more like 15 to 20%. You know, it's not a high number that are really using FCB2B as efficiently as they could. I know in working with a lot of contemporaries, you know, it's been a hard thing for some of them to adopt. I mean, to get away from the old way of picking up the phone and calling somebody or sending an email or whatever the case may be to place an order. So FCB2B, if I had to guess, I would give you a number of somewhere in the neighborhood of between 15 and 20% of dealers are taking advantage of it.
And that's pretty weak. Now, talk about the advantages that a retailer gets by virtue of being on FCB2B and on industry-specific software. Start with industry-specific software.
Well, of course, you know, if you have software that helps you really control your business and gives you the ability to do the things that need to be done when they need to be done. And of course, being the founder of RFMS, it certainly was built to do those kinds of things. And that's what its intention is. And that's where it will continue to grow and go. So yes, having software that sort of speaks our language is real important. And then the FCB2B component in it is ultimate to efficiency. Being able to produce a purchase order right out of the order entry data without touching it or altering it in any way, shape, form, or fashion is very, very important. You don't transpose numbers. Whatever was sold to the customer is going to get ordered. The same SKU that was sold to the customer is going to get ordered. And the reason for that is that SKU came from a product catalog that was distributed by FCB2B. That was the vendor SKU number. So everything just sort of molds together and you don't have the opportunity for a mistake to be made. So you don't order 32 feet when you meant to order 23 because the system is going to put that number out there correctly. You don't order one SKU letter off because you just misstated something. But because you use the product catalog to produce the order, then that product catalog is producing the purchase order information. The quantities that were sold are going to be the quantities that were ordered. And it just eliminates so many errors. And then, and again, the proficiency of that, once the sale is processed and the order has been put together, then now all of a sudden you push a button and you've got the PO sent away. So, I mean, yeah. What kind of time limit does that take? And then within a matter of seconds, the better vendors are responding and giving you the information that you need. And I know at Central Alabama Flooring, presently, we're processing about 50% of our invoices or purchases via B2B.
I see. Now, Terry, a retailer that has industry-specific software, not necessarily FCB2B, what sort of advantages at the bottom line do you think he would have over his counterpart that does not have industry-specific software?
Well, I can tell you what impacts us at our flooring business with the software that we have. We have the ability to control the whole process, the delivery process, the purchasing process. And we have a tool that lets us know what we need to do when we need to do it. And it works very, very nicely. I don't know how in the world you would be able to control a project management like the floor covering industry creates if you weren't using something that gave you that kind of a tool. And the RFMS tool has always been very, very good at that. And we built it in order to do that, as we stated earlier. And so I think that is the real important thing that you get, because now you have a tool that helps you see what has to be done during each stage of the process of delivering the goods. And then, of course, you add the FCB2B component to that, and it's tremendously efficient in getting the procurement process done, getting the accounts payables process, getting the order process, the proper cost on the order. All of that is very, very critical. And this whole opportunity with the right software with FCB2B makes all of that happen very, very conveniently.
Mm-hmm. Now, comparing industry-specific software with, say, Peachtree, as I understand, not being an accounting wizard, that Peachtree and similar software sort of tells you what has happened, not necessarily keeping you abreast of things that are happening. Would that be?
I think that's a very good description. I think that is very true. A lot of generic softwares are accounting driven. Software like RFMS is process driven, and the accounting part is really a byproduct of it. And so here at Central Alabama Flooring, that has enabled us to get a lot of things done much more quickly and make sure that we're controlling the processes. And then the accounting becomes just something that gives us reporting on how well we did. And that's what a lot of software do. They tell you how well you did, but they don't tell you how you are doing as it's being done.
And you don't know until it's too late, it seems to me.
That is exactly right. And particularly, you know, the FCB2B component has been very critical over the last few weeks and months with the tremendous amount of cost changes that we have seen and price increases. So being able to get those electronically and then being able to process them so that your showroom is properly priced, it keeps you from losing margin. Yeah. I don't know how anybody that doesn't have the ability to get their product catalogs integrated in to their system and price their product electronically, I don't know how anybody would have been able to keep up with the cost and would have avoided margin shrinkage over the past few months, because the cost have just, you know, gone up unbelievably. And not just in flooring. I mean, we've seen that across the whole gamut of anything you purchase.
Now, and I know this is an impossible question, but a retailer who has industry-specific software versus somebody that does not, what do you suppose the advantage in terms of the bottom line, the retailer with industry-specific software would be?
Well, of course, you know, I'm a little prejudiced because I helped found a software that is industry-specific. But now I will tell you very frankly that I think there's a 2-3% difference in bottom line. You know, there are others that you could talk to. I know one individual that has been very, very successful using our industry-specific software, and he would tell you that he's probably put 4-5 points to the bottom line by being able to implement the processes. But again, Dave, it's like anything. You've got to take the processes that are there and use them. If you try to make shortcuts and if you try to circumvent situation, you may not be any more successful. But if you take the tool and use it as it's designed and then apply these abilities with like FCB2B, you're going to see a huge opportunity to become much more efficient, much more proficient, and all of that contributes to the bottom line.
Wow. Now, a retailer that has used, say, RFMS or any of the industry-specific software that all of a sudden decides to use FCB2B, what sort of advantage do you think they may have at the bottom line?
Well, you know, we've done some studies here at our store, and, you know, if we have to pick up the phone and place an order, the real time study shows that that's costing you somewhere between $15 to $17 per PO. Because by the time you're on hold, by the time you get it all handled, by the time you get it done, you've got things that you've got to key in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Same thing's true with email. If you have to take the time to email it, wait for an email response, be monitoring that email response, key in the information that comes back to you from the email, i.e. the reference number, et cetera, et cetera. You know, you're looking probably at anywhere from a $10 to $12 cost per PO line.
Interesting.
But if you're able to do it electronically with B2B, with complete electronic data interchange, you're probably looking at most at $3 per PO. And really that cost came by building the order line and what it costs you just to build the order line from that standpoint. So the savings are just unbelievable from that standpoint. And the same thing is true with the matter of, vouchering inventory with an electronic 810. I mean, that process is so much faster than if you have to do that in a manual type way, even though you're using technology. So yeah, the advantages are just huge with the FCB2B format.
Now, let me ask
but
you.
it all rides though, Dave, on getting the product catalogs. That's where it all starts. If you've got to make sure whether you're a manufacturer or a distributor or whomever, the supply, the retailer or the dealer has to make sure that he or she can get their product catalogs electronically. That is the key to being successful, so that you can control the wholesale's process and the costing of your floor, the pricing of your floor. All of that needs to be controlled. So that product catalog is critical.
So I guess all retailers that are on FCB2B have a catalog. I suspect that's the basic, right?
Typically, when a vendor goes on B2B, that's the first thing they try to do is to create the product catalog.
Yeah.
And so getting that product catalog, because look at the number of SKUs that we have in the flooring industry. I mean, you know, it's not like the automobile industry. It's, they're just a tremendous amount of SKUs that we have. And so to have those brought in electronically and to be able then to price that effectively for your showroom use, that's where it all starts.
Yeah.
That's where the rubber meets the road, as they say.
Now, especially in the automotive industry, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, you talked about the advantages to a retailer from having FCB2B and industry-specific software. What about the manufacturer? What sort of savings do they realize by virtue of having FCB2B?
Well, you'd really have to talk to them to let them tell you what it really would save them. But, you know, if electronically they can receive a PO instead of an individual having to read an email or an individual having to pick up a phone and respond to the request from the other end, I mean, any of us can just reason what the savings would be on that. How many POs can a manufacturer's customer service person handle in an hour if they're having to open the email, respond to it, gather the information from their ERP system, and then give that back to the dealer? I mean, how many can they do in an hour? You can guess at that. I don't know. Is 10 a good number? And one every 10 minutes, one every 5 minutes? I don't know. But software can be written on the manufacturing side where they can take that document that's sent to them and process it within 30 seconds. So you can do the math on that. And I think anybody can see what the savings would be, you know.
Well, it would seem to me that anybody, even somebody with marginal experience and knowledge of this, would conclude that manufacturers can save an awful lot of money by doing business electronically versus manually.
Oh, absolutely. And what you see some of the manufacturers doing now is they're sort of moving the dealers to their website. But now when we go to someone's website to place an order, we have to key all of that information into their website. So now you've got the same potential problem that you've got with calling it in. Now, granted, as you key it in, their product catalog is going to find the SKU that you keyed in. So the SKU is probably going to be correct, but that's not going to keep you from transposing 52 into 25, you know. And so those kinds of errors still are there. And the manufacturer, the distributor may save time by you doing that. But look what it's costing the dealer when they do that. So FCB2B is the way everybody wins, because it's done electronically on both sides and no one's doing the work for the other person.
It seemed like the retailer has to key it in twice.
If they're doing a website, you're absolutely right. But if they're using FCB2B, they don't, because FCB2B is going to pick up what's out of their data and send that data directly to the vendor, whether it be a manufacturer or a distributor.
Now, FCB2B has been around for what, 15, 20 years?
Something like that? We really got started working on it as a group probably 2003, 2004. Yeah.
Now, I guess the first question is, why do retailers resist moving to industry-specific software? I mean, you mentioned RFMS. There's a lot of competitors out there that are good software. Why do retailers resist as much as they seem to have?
Well, you've got to remember that the floor covering industry has a lot of older owners. There is a new generation that is coming into the floor covering industry, and I think you will see them adopt technology much more quickly. For the older folks, it's hard. I mean, it's hard for them to really understand what the technology is doing and really get comfortable with it. Now, the good news is even most every old person now has some kind of a smartphone. So that has brought them along a little bit from a technological standpoint. But when you go to trade shows today, you see an awful lot of people mine and your age. And, you know, with all due respect, learning new technology, learning how to use new apps, learning new technology is not real easy for the baby boomers. So as the baby boomers move out of the industry, I mean, you can even look at the manufacturing and see there's a lot of still older people controlling and running that end of the business. But as the newer, younger generation comes into the picture, I know we can certainly say that, you know, I haven't been at RFMS the last 3 years with the younger group really taking control. It's amazing at what that company has been able to do in production of new apps and new things that really reflect the thinking of a younger generation. And I think moving forward, we're going to see that change considerably. But I think until the older group move along and the younger group comes in, we will continue to have a little bit of resistance to the technology that's available today.
Is that a situation that exists on the manufacturer / supplier side as well?
I think so. You know, a lot of the manufacturers and distributor systems are still somewhat old, you know. Now they're moving forward and getting better. But I think that's just the nature of the beast. I mean, you know, you and I are not going to adopt the things that the younger people are doing the way the younger people are doing it. I mean, you, for a young person to hail a taxi now, that just doesn't happen. They Uber it or Lyft or whatever the case may be. And it's not hard to do, but it's like anything. You've got to learn it and get comfortable with it.
Different, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and the younger generation has adopted it, and they do it without any thought whatsoever. You and I may be a little hesitant about it. Yeah. The same thing's true with ordering something in for food. You know, we want to pick the phone up and talk to somebody and tell them what we want. Well, this younger generation just pulls out their smartphone and away they go. I mean, it's amazing to me how much time these younger people spend on their smartphones, but they're not just sending a tweet out or on Instagram or on Facebook. They're doing some interesting work on their phone.
Interesting. Well, it seems, I mean, and again, I'm removed from this whole situation. So I'm an observer, I'm not a participant. But like I said, you know, like we said earlier, this technology, FCB2B, has been around, say, 15 plus years, give or take. It's in place at both the buyer and seller part. Somebody could flick a switch and change this overnight by virtue of maybe offering a discount or something. I'm just wondering why the manufacturing sector hasn't flicked that switch when it's up to them.
Well, you know, that's the $64,000 question, and that's something that they would have to address. And a lot of them have done a great deal to promote it, Dave. They really have. But I think the real key moving forward is to get to the position where the product catalog is readily available to people for their apps that they can use on their iPads and things of this nature. And I do think you'll see that moving in that direction. I know from what I can see happening in the industry and what I can see what is happening at RFMS, I know that's a goal that everybody wants to move forward with, is to be sure that the product catalogs are available to applications that mean something to the dealer. And I will tell you, in our stores here, anybody that we hire that's under 40 years of age, it's amazing how quickly they can adapt to the technology.
I see.
It's amazing.
So catalogs are not available on a phone?
But yes, if your software supports that and the app supports it. Okay. Now you can certainly, you know, certain manufacturers give you the ability to go to their websites and look up your costs too. But you're not going to give that to a salesperson. What I'm saying is the catalog has got to be such that the dealer can manipulate that catalog, prices products, so that when a salesperson goes and looks up a product, he knows immediately what he or she can sell it for.
They can do it on any device.
Any device.
Which
that's
is
right.
Possible now as we speak.
Beg your pardon?
It's possible right now.
Absolutely. With the RFMS product line, it's possible right now. I can't speak for everyone, but for the RFMS product catalog, it is possible right now.
So for some reason or another, manufacturers have decided not to flick that switch and say, let's just do it. And, you know, if you send an order via FCB2B, we'll give you X number, X percent discount. That is possible right now today.
That's been possible for quite some time, and it's been discussed for quite some time. But, you know, again, it's a chicken or an egg. Someone's got to push the button. The real productive dealers are taking advantage of it because they know what it can do for them. The ones that are sort of set in their ways and have done things the way they've done them for years, maybe don't have newer people in their organization, they're still doing it the way they always did. And they're still using an Excel spreadsheet to do a lot of things. You know, I mean, that's just the way it goes.
The operative question is, I mean, yes, there are going to be retailers, no matter what happens, will do it the old way just because they're comfortable doing that way. But the question is, why haven't manufacturers moved in to do that? It would be to their benefit. It would help their bottom line. It would speed things up. It would eliminate, or it would at least reduce mistakes. It would seem like they would have done that a good while ago.
Well, and some of them have given incentives, you know, for a period of time. Yeah, they have. Again, it's just a matter of getting that critical mass that uses what's available. And today, I think there are like 52 or 54 vendors that have the ability to do FCB2B. So that's great. Four years ago, there probably were only 30. So we're seeing more and more of the smaller vendors adopting the FCB2B process. And that helps because so much, you know, it used to be when I went into the flooring industry, back in the late 1969, in the 70s and early 80s, 80% of the flooring sold was carpet. And from a product catalog standpoint, carpet is fairly easy to handle because you've got a style and a color, but it's all priced at the same price. It all costs the same thing. But when you get into hard surface and you've got a piece of hard surface that comes in four different sizes, and there are 35 different trim pieces, and each one of those trim pieces has a different kind of cost and all, it becomes a much more complicated process to produce an order. So there's where the product catalogs are real, real critical. And they have to be such that the salesperson understands what's needed for the job.
That would seem to be a strong sales point, though. The more
complicated. It is. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that, like I say, you get the younger people and they adopt to it very quickly because we have the ability to do FCB. I mean, we have it now and it's really good with the vendors that are doing it. The problem is we're just not seeing it adopted by as many dealers as you would think. You know, because again, they've done it this way for years and maybe they haven't brought the younger crew in. But I can give you some examples of people that have brought younger people in, and it's amazing how they're using the technology quite well.
The first question I asked you was, it seems like from a technology standpoint, the floor covering retail sector is behind their counterparts. And based on what you just said, it doesn't seem like that's going to change anytime soon.
Well, I think it will. I think the next 5 to 7 years are going to be very, very interesting, Dave, because a lot of us older ones will move out of the way. And there are younger ones that are coming in. Now, there may be consolidation. People may buy up different places, stores, et cetera, et cetera. But I do think, I mean, I'm seeing that in our own stores. You know, we've got several salespeople that are in their 60s that within the next year, 2 years are going to move out. And as we bring in new hires, we're not necessarily bringing in salespeople that know the industry. We're bringing in salespeople that can use technology.
Yeah.
And then we can teach them the rest. And so these individuals then begin to make use of the technology. And it's amazing at how that whole process then becomes an integrated process. Yeah.
Do you see the possibility of larger retailers encouraging people to move to FCB to B by offering a discount or by some other method I can't think of?
Are you talking about the dealer offering the customer an incentive?
No, I'm talking
are
about you retailer offering the dealer a discount or some other, you know, incentive?
Well, the manufacturer certainly could offer incentives to the dealer. And I think where FCB2B pays off so well for the dealer is just his professionalism and efficiency. Because today, if you really interview a consumer, which we have done several times at our business, at our flooring business, Central Alabama Flooring, if you interview the dealer, price is not the number one concern. Their number one concern is the person they're dealing with being knowledgeable and proficient at what they're doing. The number two concern is making sure that when they order something, they get what they ordered. And the third thing is that it looks and feels and has the appearance that they thought it would when it gets in their home. So being able to visualize that for them in some way, shape, form, or fashion is very important. So technology is the only way those things are really going to become proficient. So from that standpoint, I think as we move forward over the next 5 to 10 years with the people that are promoting technology today and with the people that are in charge to make these things happen, I think we're going to see some outstanding developments over the next 5 to 10 years. I really do. I know we expect RFMS to certainly see that happen.
I see. Is there anybody out there selling technology? I'm talking about FCB2B and even before that, selling industry-specific software other than the providers and the salespeople. Is there anybody else out there waving the flag for technology?
Well, I think technology is waving its own flag. You know, I think what has happened with all of the social media and all of the things that have happened, I think what we see now with the consumer going to websites and doing research like they are, I think that's what's waving the flag. And I think we see that in the news media, we see that everywhere. So I think any of us that feel like we can move forward, of course, my days are numbered as to how many more years I'm going to be doing this. But when anyone that feels like they're going to move forward in this industry over the next 10 to 15 years, there's no question that technology is going to have to be adopted. Have we adopted it as quickly as we should have? Probably not. But I do believe we're going to be forced to adopt it over the next few years, whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
And once we do adopt it, we're going to like it very much because it does save us a lot.
So then just last question. It's been slow up to this conversation, and it's going to continue to be slow going forward, just because that's the way it has to be, it seems like. Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't think it's going to be slow moving forward. I think we have got enough critical mass that I think now moving forward, as the technology becomes easier to use, as it becomes more app-driven, more can be done on your iPad, your iPhone, your Android device, or whatever the case may be. I think that's what's going to help us drive it more quickly. Because the technology that we've had for the last 10 to 15 years has sort of been desktop driven. But we're seeing that change tremendously. And I think that's what's going to drive the efficiency of FC B2B and technology in general.
Very good. Maybe you ought to be the ambassador out there in the hustings, ringing the bell for this. You certainly are, and you've been around, you know, at the beginning.
Well, I'm here to continue to do what we do at Central Alabama Flooring, and I'm a strong advocate of what we have done at RFMS, and I think what has been done and what's going to be done in the very near future is really, really amazing with the software that's being developed. And I'm excited to see it happen, even though it's time for me to sort of get in the background a little bit. Because with all due respect, even though I've got years of experience, my mind doesn't think exactly like the millennials and the Xers and the Zers think. And as we move forward, I think it's real important that we can relate to those people who are going to be purchasing floor covering over the next 25 years. And you can rest assured that they're going to see to it that technology becomes important. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about that. And any of us that sort of want to stay behind, well, we're probably going to be behind. So I know we're putting forth every effort to bring people into our retail operation that are technologically oriented.
Typically, industry-wide, they're doing the same thing.
Everybody. Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think it's exciting. I think we've got some exciting times ahead of us. I've enjoyed the run that I've had. It's been fun. It's been fun to see what we've been able to accomplish from a technological standpoint. It's really fun to see what our stores are able to do. And we sort of compare ourselves with what others do, even the big boxes, and how we're using technology so much better than they are. So, you know, it's that's just where we want to go with it. And I think we're going to see it. I know at RFMS, they're committed to do that. I think the industry is going to see a lot more adoption of technology because it's just going to evolve that way, whether you want it or not.
Yeah,
well, and those of us who don't want it, we're sort of going to have to move out of the way.
I got you. Big box software is another conversation. Terry, I really appreciate you giving us all this information. Very beneficial. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave.
We've been talking with Terry Wheat. He is founder of RFMS. This is TalkFloor TV.